Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact. I'm Natalie Silverstein. Each week, I'll introduce you to young people who are making a difference in their communities through nonprofits, social entrepreneurship, volunteerism, and activism. I hope you'll be inspired by these conversations, which prove that every person, no matter their age, can help to create a kinder world. Happy New Year, everyone. On this last episode of 2025, I have something really inspiring to share, and I have an exciting announcement. At the midway point of season four, I continue to be overwhelmed by the kindness, drive, purpose, and optimism exhibited by my guests each week. During dark and troubling days in our world, these teen changemakers give me hope for a brighter future. Instead of my usual interview today, I'd like to share a short essay with you. The Riley's Way Foundation, which I've mentioned on the podcast many times and for which I am a proud board member, they hosted an essay contest this fall in honor of World Kindness Day. The topic was, what does kind leadership mean to you? And five exceptional winners were named. I'm going to read one of those winning essays for you today, written by Emily H. from California. This essay is perfectly aligned with the themes of my new book. I'm delighted to announce that my third book, Simple Acts of Care, How to Help When Someone You Love is Hurting, will be published in December 2026 by the Collective Book Studio. This book has been bouncing around in my head for years, and sharing these vulnerable stories and the life lessons I've learned over time has become a labor of love. Stay tuned for more details in the coming months. But now, with thanks to the good folks at the Riley's Way Foundation, I'm delighted to share this beautiful essay and hope it will take you into the new year with the reminder that good people are all around us if we keep our eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to seeing them. I hope it inspires you to be a kind leader, because really nothing is more important than kindness right now. It was November in fourth grade, and rain had turned the sidewalks into silver mirrors. The drizzle smelled of wet cement and crushed grass, and my backpack felt impossibly heavy as my shoes squelched through puddles. I was walking alone, trying not to splash into anyone, when a classmate I barely knew fell into step beside me. Without a word, they tilted their umbrella over my head, letting me stay dry while their coat soaked through. We walked like that, a small bubble of warmth in a gray world, listening to the soft drum of raindrops on fabric. My shoulders loosened, my breath slowed, and for the first time all day, I felt noticed. That single act, holding an umbrella over someone else, was enormous. It was leadership without a title, kindness without expectation, and inclusion without fanfare. That moment stayed with me, quietly shaping the way I think about leading. Leadership isn't always standing at the front or speaking the loudest. Sometimes it's bending towards someone, shielding them in a storm, or offering a hand before they even ask. Since then, I try to notice who needs space, who feels invisible, who could use a small gesture of care. The best leaders are the ones who make people feel seen even when no one is watching. That rainy afternoon taught me that leadership can begin in tiny, tender acts, under an umbrella, in the middle of a drizzle, when someone simply chooses to walk beside you. Well, Emily, thank you so much for that beautiful essay, because truer words have never been spoken. Happy New Year, everyone. I'll see you again in 2026.
Thanks for listening. If you are inspired by what you heard today and would like to support the creation of this podcast and the work of the changemaker I featured, please visit my website, simpleactsguide.com/podcast, to make a donation. And please follow, rate, and review the podcast to help us spread these positive messages.